We serve an awesome God, a mighty God. And like Sister Claudia was saying, our God can do all things. You know what I mean? So as I look at the world situation, and I don't know what the people who are not Christians, I don't know how they handle this stuff. You know what I mean? I would just live in absolute fear all the time. You know, with everything going on, you know, take your pick. You know, with the terrorism stuff all over the place, with China, with Russia, with North Korea, all that stuff with the media lying to you. And I hate to say it, but the media has been lying to you big time. You know, it is what it is. You know, somebody's in their pockets, you know, and they're working for somebody, and they're trying to push something. And, we're in this racial situation that I thought I would never see. You know, I thought we were well beyond all this stuff. But the fact of the matter is there's people in high places, people in dark places that are trying to bring this country down and want to split this country apart, you know. But see, God's got a plan for the United States. God's got a plan for the United States of America, and God's got a plan for your home and your family, you know. So as these times get crazy, and I just have to say this, that you ain't seen nothing yet, Brother Dwayne. You know, things are going to get crazy, but man, I tell you, I feel it in my heart, revival's coming. Revival's coming, and the Lord works in mysterious ways, and all I know is that revival is coming. I don't know how it's going to come, but I know that everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken, you know, to where we come to the place where we are humbled and say, you know what, it's all about God. I can't trust in anything but my God, you know, and He's going to make a way where there is no way. Amen. Can I get a witness this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Just give Him some praise real fast. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We praise you, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. He is worthy. My heart goes out for Sister Kiwi and Sister Ellen. And you know, this is just family stuff right here. I want you guys to really be praying for these families that are going through such hard times. And you look around, so many people are sick. You know, just pray. Pray for your church family. Pray. You know, pray without ceasing, because this is the part of the body that you feel like the Lord has put you in. You know, so let's intercede for one another. And just pray for these families. Pray for anybody that you notice isn't here. You know, just pray for them. There's a lot going on in a lot of people's lives this morning. But if you wouldn't mind, turn to Psalms 11 and verse 1. We're just going to read a few verses out of Psalms 11. I would encourage you in your own Bible study to read all of Psalms 11. I would encourage you to read all of Psalms. That's really, really, really good. Okay, so Psalms 11, verse 1. I want to ask you guys a question this morning. What is your foundation? What is your foundation? Okay, because that's all the difference in the world. You know what I mean? We got to come to the place where we know what our foundation is. You know? Okay, so Psalms 11 and verse 1, in the Lord I take refuge. Okay, we can pretty much just lock the doors and go home, take out the trash right there. In the Lord I take refuge. That is it. Okay, when all around you is sinking sand, okay, when everything's crazy in your life, in your home, when you turn on the news and you're like, man, that ain't the truth, man. You know, this is craziness. When all this stuff's going on and Satan wants to steal your joy, and it's so clear that Satan is so busy with his manipulation and his stealing and his killing, you know what I mean? Well, you can't call Muslim extreme terrorism. You know what I'm talking about? You can't even call it terrorism. You know, when Satan is doing his thing and nothing makes sense, remember, the Most High God is always going to be there for you. He is my refuge. This is what David is saying. This is what he's saying this morning. Amen? I don't have to run away from my problems, you know, because there is that part of me that just wants to look the other way and not think about it. But he's saying, you know what? He's saying, Paul, I don't have to run away. Don't tell me to run away. Don't tell me to bury my head in the sand. Don't tell me to look the other way. Because in the Lord, I take refuge. Amen. In the Lord, I take refuge. How can you say to my soul? Now, who's talking to David like this? Is he talking to himself? Who knows? But I know that I've been in that place where my mind is like, you know what, dude? You know what? You just need to get out of here. You need to try and scrape you up some money, get you a little plot of land in North Alabama, something. Just get away from everything, hide out, build you a hole, I don't know, get some Debbie cakes and just ride it out, man. You know, but that's not the Lord's plan for us, amen. You've been enlisted in the army of the living God, amen. So you know what? You're in the trenches. You know, now we got to decide, what am I going to do? I'm in a war. What am I going to do? Am I going to flee like a bird to my mountain? You know what I mean? Because if you look at birdies, they love to flee. They love to skedaddle. And all God's people said, birds love to skedaddle. I believe they do. When I'll show little Rachel Grace the birds in our backyard. And it's neat whenever I mow my lawn, which I don't do as much as I never want to mow it. But when you mow it, all these birds come into my yard, and there's these red birds, cardinals or something like that. And they'll hang out in the backyard, and I'm like, oh, man, them are pretty. Gracie, come here. And Gracie will come to the window, and before, every single time, before she can look at the bird, before she can get there, and she'll be all excited, and she has to get her Barbies, and everybody's got to look at the birdies, you know what I mean? And let's look at the birdies, and she'll get to the birdies, but the birdies are gone, man. They'll see a glare in the window or something, the birdies, they're gone, man. David's like, I ain't that. That ain't me. I'm not running at the first sign of trouble. You know, I done fought lions and tigers and bears. Well, take the tiger out. But I done fought giants. I've been in a lot of warfare. You know what I mean? I ain't never been in this particular battle right here, but I know my God is faithful. Amen. You know what I mean? I've never been in this part. I've never seen America quite like this before. You know what I mean? But I know my God is my refuge. Amen. In Him will I trust. He is my strong tower. He is my fortress. If anything happens, it's because He's allowed it to happen. Amen. But you know what? You got to pick a side this morning. Amen. You got to pick a side. Whose side am I on? I'm not talking about Republican. I'm not talking about Democrat. Okay. I'm about fed up with all that stuff. What I'm talking about is you got to decide, are you really in this to win this? Are you part of the army of the Most High God? Amen? In the Lord I take refuge. Someone give Him some praise. Amen. Amen. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? Verse 2, for behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted the arrow to the string, to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart. And beloved, is that not going on? I know that we've went through this particular passage sometime recently in the last couple months. I remember vividly reading it up here and I remember studying it, but I couldn't get away from it this week because this is the place where we're at as Christians in this land. This is where we're at. This is really speaking to me. And I believe if you open your hearts, it's going to speak to you this morning that this is the situation where you're at as a blood-bought Christian, as a Bible-believing Christian. Okay, you don't have a lot of friends right now. You're not getting super popular in the streets, and Satan is doing everything he can behind the scenes to try and make you the laughing stock, to try and make you look like something you're not. Amen? Because you're a Christian, because there's some things you can't be cool with, Satan's trying to manipulate that and make you look like a very hateful person. Amen? Satan is at war with you. Amen? And we got to decide, you know, what we're going to do about it. Amen? David said, I'm not running. David said, I'm not running. So I got to ask you this morning, what's your foundation? Are you running away? Amen. Now listen to this. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? There's some things crumbling all around us. You know, everything's being shaken that can be shaken. But see, if your foundation is in a political party, then that's going to crumble. That's if your foundation is in a man or a woman or a relationship that's not the Most High God, if it's not Jesus Christ, it's not going, your foundation is not secure. You know what I'm saying? I cannot give Rachel peace, joy, happiness, contentment that she longs for, that she deserves. I can't do that. And she can't do that for me. All God's people said amen. When I look to my mate for those things, she's going to fall short. And I fall short on a daily basis, on a moment basis. You see what I'm saying this morning? Amen. But see, our foundation, if our foundation is in the Most High God, it cannot be shaken. Amen. That foundation isn't going anywhere. Amen. It doesn't matter what Satan throws at you. It doesn't matter what happens in your other earthly relationships or anything like that. Not that we want anything bad to happen. You know what I mean? But the Lord God, he says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. I can be your strong tower just like I was for David. Amen. I can be that place of safety. When everything else is falling apart in your home and in your nation, you don't know how you're going to make ends meet or whatever. When your boy goes off to boot camp, whatever's going on in your life, God says, I'll be there for you. Now you trust in me. You focus on me and I'll give you peace. I'll give you peace. Man, people have been through some pretty crazy. All because people said crazy. Crazy situations, man, you know, but God is faithful. You know what I mean? If you trust in him, he's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. Amen. So when you get that temptation to flee like a bird, you know what I mean? Just to get out, get away, deny what's going on is going on. Just understand, David said, I'll have none of that. I'm trusting in the Most High God. I got a job to do. There's a reason why I'm here. So Psalms 20 and verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses. And if we're not careful, we can do that. Some trust in the military might of our nation, and man, we got the best one there is. You know what I mean? But we can't put our faith, our trust in the military might of this land. Read the Bible. What did we talk about last week? Remember the Assyrian army came against Jerusalem and one angel took care of business. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Underline that. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. No matter what you see going on around you, I'm trusting in the Lord. Amen, brother. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Verse 8, they collapse and fall. Armies do all the time. Militaries do. They're run by people. They're run by politicians who are always looking out for your best interests. I'm not jaded. I'm not mad. But I'm just trying to say, you know, that we have to put our focus, our trust in the Lord. Amen. That's all I'm trying to say. There's a lot of good people that serve this nation in the military, the armed forces, that are politicians that are trying to do the right thing, law enforcement that are trying to do the right thing. Amen? Amen. But no one's perfect. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. See, no matter what's going on, man, I can stand up. I can hold my head up high. It doesn't matter what the media says, who's winning, who's losing, what's going on. You know what I mean? I belong to the Lord. Amen. I am royalty. Amen. So I can take that pride in who I belong to. Amen. And know, and I can have that joy. I can have that joy, that assurance in my heart that no matter what happens in my world, in my neighborhood, you know what I mean? God's going to work it out, man. Amen? Amen? Is everyone okay? All right, let's go to the next slide. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, everyone turn to Matthew 7. Matthew 7, and we're going to do verse 24. It's good to turn the old pages in the old Bible every once in a while. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, and the brother to the Romans. That's how I learned it. Sweetheart, don't worry about it, baby. If it's messing up, don't you worry about it. Matthew 7 and verse 24, this is Jesus talking right here. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man. Who wants to be a wise person, man? Man, I do. I do. I want to be a wise person so bad. Well, you know what? You can check yourself and see if you're being a wise person or not. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. You hear what I'm saying this morning, Kevin? We got to build our house on that rock. Amen. That's got to be your foundation. The Lord God Jehovah has got to be our foundation. The Word of God is what we have to stand on and trust in during these crazy, crazy times. That is your one constant. That is your one certain. That it will never leave you or forsake you. Amen. I stand on the Word of God. When all else around me is sinking sand, I'm focusing on the Lord. Amen. Amen. Who built his house on the rock. That's us. Amen. No sandy foundation. Now, you know, in Palestine, you know, and I've even seen some grounds like this. I kind of know what they're talking about here. The sand would get really, really packed and dry, and it would look really strong and sturdy. So you think, you know what, I can build me a little house on top of this. You know what I mean? But you get some of those rains that would come, like those latter rains and those crazy rains that would come, and man, everything would get washed away, man. So things can look strong on the outside. The military can look strong and amazing on the outside, and there's great people in it. But I'm saying we, as Christians, we trust in the name of the Lord. We trust in the Most High God. That's got to be your foundation. Amen. That's got to be it. If you want to have peace, if you want to have joy, if you want to stay involved, if you want to be that witness to a crazy, lost and dying situation, amen, you got to stay grounded in the Word of God. That's what we have to stand on. Amen. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat on the house, but it did not fall. You see that? Rachel Jeannie, did you hear that? She's so pretty. All God's people say Rachel Jeannie's pretty. She don't feel good. She tried to call out from work today. I mean, she tried to call out from church today. She's like, no, she didn't. She didn't. And you know, here's the cool thing, and I'm just funning with her, but all the praise and worship people were ill, you know, but they just did it, man. They did the thing. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. And I'm not talking bad about the people that were sick and couldn't come up here. I'm not talking bad about them. I'm just saying, man, you know what? We got to keep moving. Right, sister? Right, Sister Teresa? We were talking about this before, man. We're too busy. We got too much to do, man. We got to keep moving. Okay. And the rain fell and the floods came. So here we are. This is the situation we're in. And the floods came and the winds blew and beat on the house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. That's got to be our foundation. Amen. So real fast, I want to give you a couple verses, just a couple. You can meander through the whole Bible and find you some awesome verses to stand on during some crazy, crazy times. Amen? But let's just chew up a couple together. Romans 8 and verse 28. Everyone turn to Romans 8 real fast. Bobby Jean, see if you can beat everybody. That ain't what I asked. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. God is good. All the time. You got to grab a hold of these verses, man. This is what's going to help us get through these crazy times. Amen? Amen. Are y'all there yet? Yeah. Romans 8, 28. And we know, do you know? Did you know this? Yeah. And we know that in all things, so no matter what you're going to go through, no matter what it is, no matter how crazy, it's all going to work out. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Guess what? You've been called according to his purpose. That's why you live in 1990, 2017, whatever. That's why you're here, man. You've been called. You've been enlisted into the army of the Most High God. Amen. You've been called to get in the trenches and to do your part. Amen. To do what we have to do. Everyone's got a job. I don't know. I don't know what my job is. Man, you know, I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. We have got, this is what we all need to do. Amen. Get in this word and be obedient to this word and pray every single day. Pray every day without ceasing. For your nation, for your home, for your president. You know what I mean? pray. Pray, pray, pray. Until you know something else to do, you keep on praying. Amen. That is the most important thing you can do. And so many people don't do it till there's nothing else to do. But I'm saying start there, finish there, just keep on praying. Amen. Don't stop. Amen. Prayer changes things. Amen. You got to pray. That's right, MC Hammer. That's right. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. Do you love Him? Do you love Him? Amen. Well, He's going to work it out somehow. So everything's going to work out the way you want it? No. No. We're not going to start preaching that here. We could probably fill these chairs up pretty fast if we'd start. But we can't do that. Because it doesn't. That's not the truth. It's not the truth. Amen? Amen. It ain't Burger King. It's not your way right away. It's not how you want it every single time. You know what I mean? But God's going to work it out the best way. The best way. And that's the way we really want it, right? For the good of those who love Him. That's us. Now Romans 8 and 31, guys. This is a good one too. Romans 8, 31. Two verses down. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us? Amen, Sister Kiwi. If God is for us, listen, it doesn't matter who parachutes into your backyard. Now don't get me wrong, that could be a little freaky. You know, things get crazy. Things are going to get crazy. But it doesn't matter. God is on our side. We're on God's side. Let's say it like that. We're on God's side. Amen. Amen. You've been handpicked by the winning team, man. Man, that makes me feel good. That makes me feel good. Hundreds upon hundreds of verses that you can grab a hold of. Don't take them out of context, but grab a hold of them and meditate on them. Chew on them, amen, and let the Lord give you peace. Now, it ain't just meditating on them. We got to do that, but we have to be obedient to what this Bible says. And let's be honest. We can be that cherry-picking type of Christian. You know what I mean? I can be that cherry-picking type. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, oh, I like this, and I can follow this, and okay, I'm going to do this. And oh, I know someone that did that, and that worked out pretty good. But no. I don't want to do that. That's just too hard. That's too painful. This is a tough word. You know what I'm saying? But see, let me go back to Matthew 7. You don't have to turn, but look. Everyone then who hears these words. You hear that? Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man. So we have to be, you'll see that in other places in the scripture as well. It's not just reading it. But we got to be obedient to it. Amen. So if you want to be that wise man, if you want to know where your foundation truly lies, you hear what I'm saying this morning? If you want to know where your foundation truly lies, or if your house is halfway on the rock and halfway on the sand, guess what? When the rains come, things are going to start shaking and cracking and drifting away. You can't do it. You can't, it's not going to work out. Amen. So if you want to know where your foundation really is on, what it's built upon, look, am I following the scriptures? Or am I just saying, no, I don't have to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm picking and choosing what I want to do. You know what I mean? But not that you will do it perfectly, but where is your heart at? You know what I'm saying this morning? Y'all with me? I mean, let's be honest. Forgiving folks, man, that ain't always the easiest thing to do. But the scripture's pretty clear on it. Being wise with your money, being generous with your money, that's not always the easiest thing to do. Amen. Scripture's clear on that. All of this sort of jazz, you know what I mean? Being that good Samaritan. Right? Sometimes it's easier just to worry about your four and no more. You know what I'm saying? But see, if my foundation is on the rock, then I'm going to want to be obedient to this word. Amen. Amen. Even the painful parts. Amen. Me too, Sister Kiwi. Me too. Okay, so everyone run. Let's go to the Old Testament real fast. Real fast. Chronicles. Third Chronicles. Go to Third Chronicles. Go to Second Chronicles. We'll just go to Second Chronicles today. Second Chronicles 7. Second Chronicles 7 and verse 14. Now, I believe in my heart that crazy times are coming, but God is going to be faithful. I believe that our Lord is not going to leave us or forsake us. But I also believe the Lord wants to really do some amazing, amazing things in our homes and in our streets and in this nation. Amen? And I do believe that a lot of people that are Christians have really fell on their face and begun to pray over the last couple years. A lot of people have begun to wake up about the seriousness of the hour that we live in. And I believe that the Lord has honored that. And I believe the Lord has given this nation a reprieve. I'm not saying Satan's put his guns down. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying there's certain evil plans that have been formulated a long, long time ago, where Satan has tried to do really, really, really bad things and wants to do really, really bad things. And I believe that a lot of people have woken up and have begun to cry out to the Lord, and the Lord said, you know what? I've heard from heaven. You know what I mean? I'm not going to let this happen. Now, certain things have got to happen, you know. What the Lord said is going to happen will happen. There's no change in that. But see, is it your job to sit back and fold your hands and say, well, Bible prophecy must come to pass. I'm not going to worry about nothing. I'm not saying worry about anything. But I'm saying we belong to the Lord. And he wants us to be busy about his business. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. You pray every day, Lord God, your will be done. Lord God, you strengthen and give our leaders wisdom, Lord God. Pray every day. Pray like your life depends on it. You know, pray like your prayer has power. Pray like you believe what the Lord says about prayer. You know what I'm saying? Pray. Pray every single day. And this is what the Lord says to his people in 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 14. If my people who are called by my name, that's us, right, Kiwi, that's us. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. And I believe a lot of people have started doing that. I believe a lot of people have really started to do that. But I also think that a lot of people, me included somewhat, have gotten lackadaisical again. You know what I mean? And if we look at what history shows us, what the Bible shows us about the nation of Israel, they would get fired up about the Lord, and the Lord would bless, and then they would get off and start doing their own thing again. You know what I mean? So let's make sure that we're not one of those people that are getting sidetracked. Because I really believe the Lord really wants to bless this land. But see, the church, that's what this verse is talking about right here. God's people, we have a job to do. Amen. You're already in the army. You know what I mean? You're already knee-deep in the trenches. Well, you know, probably a little lower than knee-deep. I don't know a lot about trenches, but I know you don't want to have your everything above the knees exposed. Right, Brother Dwayne? Yeah. Hey, look, I'm in a trench. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Now, that's one of them weird things right there. Christian, wicked. That's what I'm talking about. We can have our foundation halfway on the sand, halfway in the mud, and halfway on the rock. That's not going to work. You know what I mean? So there's some things that we got to give up, man. Humble ourselves. You know what I mean? Man, time is short. Time is serious. Amen. I want to repent from being so complacent. I want to repent from thinking, well, somebody else will pray about this. This is somebody. I didn't start this. I didn't start the fire. And this ain't my fault. I didn't do this. You know what I mean? He doesn't ask you anything about that. He says, hey, man, you got things you need to give to the Lord. You know what I mean? Let's get rid of it. Let's clean the plate. Give it all to the Lord. Let's repent. Let's repent as a body, as individuals. Repent. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve what?
The Lord.
There it is. and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. That's the thing right there, man. Everybody preaches that. A lot of people preach that right before every election. I've done it. I'll probably do it again. I'm sure I'll do it again. But we need to get fired up. This is how we need to live. You know what I mean? Christians really need to live in the place of repentance. I know that's not popular because, yes, my sins are forgiven. Amen. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. But we hurt our relationship, man. We're causing so much trouble and pain and going through unnecessary consequences that we don't need to have. Amen. Amen. The Lord says, repent of this stuff, man. Repent because I want to heal your land. But you know what? You need to get serious about it. Amen. Amen. And I will forgive the sin and heal their land. Everybody remember that verse, man. Because I believe Satan wants to destroy your home. Anybody believe that? Is that making sense this morning? Satan hates you. It ain't just your neighbor who don't like you. Satan hates your guts. He wants to destroy your marriage. He wants to destroy your home. He wants your kids on the dope. Exodus 15 and verse 9. Yeah, go ahead and just run back there real fast. Go to Exodus. Genesis, Exodus. Exodus 15. If you didn't bring your Bible, you can go on your phone there. Just don't play Candy Crush Saga or whatever. This one guy used to sit in the back of the church, and he's a buddy of mine, and he would hold his phone up like this the whole service. And I thought he was like reading the Bible. And then he was like, no, man, I gotta play video games or I don't pay attention. I was like, really? That works for you, huh? It's like, I'm not buying that, but whatever. At least you're here. Whatever. Exodus 15. He's a pretty good old boy, Kiwi. Don't be mad at him. Exodus 15 and verse 9. Exodus 15 and verse 9. This is a little picture of Satan's plan right here. Now, you remember the children of Israel, they got delivered out of slavery, out of bondage. Matter of fact, when they left Egypt, they were told to go ask their former slavers, their former owners, if you will, hey, you got anything good for me? And they gave them all kinds of nice stuff and everything. Yeah, just get out of here. Take this with you. So they left with a lot of good stuff, man, like a lot of back pay, you know. And they're leaving, and they're heading towards the promised land. And then the Lord, on purpose, has them go right up to the Red Sea. There was other ways they could have went, but boom, here they are right up at the Red Sea. They got across. They have to cross. But see, if you look at this place where the Lord had them go, this was right by an Egyptian fortress where the Egyptians were like a border patrol type area, you know, for invasion and stuff. So when Pharaoh saw this, he'd be like, man, they're confused. They don't know what to do. They're free, but they don't know what's going on. Let's go get them. They had time to think about it. Like, I can't believe it. Who's going to build this stuff? You're going to build this stuff? I'm not going to build this stuff. You're going to build this stuff? I'm not building this stuff. But you gave all the slaves away. Well, let's go get the slaves back. Anyways, they go, you know, and see, the Lord had the children of Israel go to this specific place that was impossible, completely impossible, man, to cross. There's this Egyptian fortress tower thing there. There's the beach, the rocks, all this stuff. Impossible. But see, our God does the impossible. You know, our God does the impossible. I believe the Lord has been doing the impossible for the United States of America for a very, very long time. You know what I mean? And it is not because we have the biggest and best military in the whole wide world. It's not because we got the smartest people in the whole wide world. Amen? Because when the Lord had us defeat England, Great Britain twice, we're just this tiny little group of folks, man. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Our Lord does the impossible. But when this nation gets in a place where it returns to the Lord and realizes, hey, I have to humble myself. You know what I mean? It's not about me. It's not about how strong and powerful and mighty I am. But when I realize I've got to have God, He will make the impossible happen. He's talking about, I need the glory for this. I need the glory and you need the growth. So He'll put us into some situations where we're right up on the Red Sea. You know what I mean? Where we have to cry out and humble ourselves. You know what I mean? And stop blaming everybody else like they were blaming Moses. You know what I mean? Man, I could have just died in Egypt. I could have just died in Egypt. But now I got to die out here. Man, you got to die somewhere. Anyways, that's another sermon. That's right. But see, God does the impossible. Amen? Y'all with me so far? The enemy said, I will pursue. This is Exodus 15 and verse 9. The enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. Let's go get them back, guys. Let's go get them back. They'll be at work. We'll have them working by sundown, Kevin. And we'll go get all our stuff back. Didn't your wife give the year-old some brooches or something? Let's go get that stuff back. The enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. And that's what Satan wants to do with America. That's what Satan wants to do with your home. That's what he wants to do with your marriage. I'm going to rip this stuff apart, man. My desire shall have its fill of them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. That's what the Egyptians thought they were going to do. We're going to come up on them. They're going to be confused. And they're going to be, you know, butted up to the water. And we're just going to let them have it, man. And then we're going to divide all the spoils. And we'll take the rest of them back as slaves. Be on like Donkey Kong. You see, God has a different plan, doesn't He? And I know Satan wants to destroy this land. I know he does. This is what God did. Exodus 15:10. You blew with your wind. Remember last week that one angel, 185,000 Assyrian soldiers, just tore them up, man. You blew with your wind. The sea covered them, and they sank like lead in the mighty waters. Isn't that awesome? Impossible situation. But God showed Himself mighty and showed Himself strong. Amen? So, what is our foundation this morning? Is our foundation the rock? Is our foundation the Word of God? Is our foundation the Most High God? Are we going to trust in chariots? Are we going to trust in horses? Are we going to trust in our politicians and stuff like that? You know what? We really, 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 really need to pray for your president. You really need to pray for him. It's awful peculiar. It's awful strange that the whole world, everybody's coming against him. Everybody's coming against him, right? I'm not saying you should have voted for him or you shouldn't. I'm just saying that you better be praying for him. That's what the Bible says. Because the Lord sure can use him. You blew with your wind. The sea covered them. They sank like a lead in the mighty waters. That's what God did to them. 11, verse 11. Who is like you? Who is like our foundation? There's no one like our foundation. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? All the gods that the Egyptians served couldn't do anything to deliver Pharaoh's army. Well, how come? Because they weren't gods at all. They weren't gods at all. Sorry about that. Among the gods, who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders? That's the God we serve, amen? What a mighty God we serve. And He wants to bless our homes, guys. He wants to bless this land. But I'm telling you, it's going to start with you. It's going to start with me. Amen? Amen. We got to get serious about our relationship with the Lord. We got to humble ourselves, and we need to repent. We need to pray for this land. Y'all with me this morning?
Yeah.
Father God, we love you. We worship you. Thank you for blessing each and every person that could not be here today, Lord. Thank you for blessing Cameron and Sean and be with the Merrills, Lord. Thank you for meeting all our needs, Lord, and give us a hunger in our hearts, Lord God, to be what you've called us to be, Lord, that we will have a heart for a lost and dying world, that we will not run or flee like a bird, Lord, but we will dig in and we will trust in you. You will be our foundation, mighty God, and we will be obedient to your word. We will do what you've called us to do, Lord, and we'll give you the glory, Lord, that you deserve, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for healing our land, healing our homes, Lord. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. So, thanks for coming out. And we got Bible study Wednesday. Y'all should come out to that. It's really good. It's really exciting. It's really fun. Men's Bible study tomorrow, Whataburger, 1:30. Look in your bulletin. Sister Crystal, who comes to this church from time to time, is going through quite a lot. Somehow she lost a lot of her stuff in her home, and she's about to have another little baby. So she's in a kind of tough situation. If you can bless her, bless her. You know, but what we need to do is make sure that you're praying for her, and please pray for this nation and pray for our president. Amen?
Yeah.
Brother Donnie, why don't you close us out in prayer?
Before I close, during our prayer times, we'll keep Cindy in prayer. The 28th of this month, she's supposed to go for the third surgery on her back. And he's going to try to get the coil out, and then she wouldn't have any more problem. So she's pretty concerned about that. And I went through some situations. I hadn't went to a doctor in over 10 years, which ain't good. And I went for a physical. And I'm concerned about that situation. So, with all in God's hands. Dear gracious Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word, Father God. I thank you for our pastor, the family, Father. And keep us together, Father God. We pray for the children going back to school, Lord Jesus. Keep them safely in your hands. We pray for those that's going in the service to serve our country, Father God. And Lord Jesus, just keep us safe and we'll be a witness to our neighbors. In Jesus' name, amen.